Mr. Chair, Rapporteur, the issue of judicial assistance regime in Article 12 is highly complicated, as it concerns important issues such as the judicial sovereignty of state parties. China would like to give the following comments. First of all, the LBI should clearly distinguish judicial assistance in civil litigations and criminal ones. Secondly, the LBI should focus on ensuring existing bilateral and multilateral treaties or arrangements to function as the basis of the judicial assistance among state parties. Regarding the recognition and enforcement of civil and commercial judgment, the Convention on the Recognition and Enforcement of Foreign Judgments in Civil or Commercial Matters, adopted last year, could provide the LBI with essential guidance. As for recognition and enforcement of criminal judgments, which concerns the issue of state sovereignty, the LBI should not stipulate. Otherwise, it will be difficult to gain universal acceptance among state parties. As for Article 13, China has always attached great importance to international cooperation in promoting human rights protection. However, when it comes to the foreign aid and international cooperation, which stipulated in this article, especially state parties should make contributions to the international fund for victims, China believes that the sovereignty and discretion of state parties should be fully respected. Besides, developed countries and developing countries should share common but different responsibilities in conducting international cooperation and aid. As for Article 14, first, China appreciates that the LBI reiterates the principle of sovereign equality, principle of territorial integrity of states, and the principle of non-intervention in domestic affairs of other states. It's in the UN Charter. As for the complex issues of treaty law, such as conflict of treaty obligations, the sequence of the entering into force of treaties, and so on, China believes that the LBI should balance promoting human rights and development and strictly adhere to the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties. Especially Article 30 of the VCLT, which regulating the application of the treaties that have entered into force successively. In principle, there's no hierarchy among different treaties based on the content. That will be all. Thank you, Chair.